With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In the words of President Trump, with a high degree of certainty, we have him. The president referring to the suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The gunman is seen on video and in still photos posted online. Mr. Trump applauds investigators for their work, and that includes their work clarifying the images.
Getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing, and we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days. You know, it's amazing, actually, when you start off with that and then all of a sudden you get lucky or talent or whatever it is.
The president on the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends this morning. Investigators got thousands of tips from the public. The president says a minister and a relative of the alleged gunman recognized the suspect and helped to hand him over to authorities. News conference will provide more information soon. Memphis going to be getting federal help in fighting crime. President Trump says he will deploy National Guard troops to the Tennessee city. He says the mayor and the Tennessee governor welcoming the assistance. About the 16-year-old who police say opened fire this week at Colorado's Evergreen High School.
Based on some of the information that we're seeing about this suspect is that there's some, he was radicalized by some extremist network.
Jackie Kelly with the Jefferson County, Colorado Sheriff's Office heard on Denver 7. The two shooting victims were wounded. The attacker took his own life. Plane load of more than 300 South Korean workers released after days of detention in Georgia landed in South Korea. They were detained during an immigration raid. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down about 58 points. The Nasdaq trading 3 points higher. This is SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom in Vermont.
The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Vermont Principals Association cannot ban a Christian school from sports participation because its girls' teams refuse to play against schools that have boys on their squads. Mid-Vermont Christian School was kicked out of the VPA after the girls' basketball team opted to forfeit a game against Long Trail School in 2023. The court says the VPA was hostile to the Christian school's religious views. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has reversed previous court rulings that found a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. In its ruling, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found that Houston County's policy did not violate the civil rights of the male officer. The decision relies heavily on a June ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. This is SRN News. Six black colleges received threats or potential threats Thursday, prompting lockdowns and class cancellations.
Southern University in Louisiana, Alabama State University, Clark Atlanta University in Georgia, Virginia State University, Hampton University in Virginia, and Bethune-Cookman University in Florida. All six of those schools reported threats. Although initial threats have been investigated and the lockdowns lifted, some schools did opt to call off classes and in many cases send students home. The abundance of caution coming one day following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Jason Walker reporting.
The Trump administration is asking an appeals court to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors and to do so by Monday before the central bank's next vote on interest rates. More details at srnnews.com.